Our next story is about another sport, one that's gotten tangled in the unrest of the Arab Spring. We're talking about Formula One car racing and whether there should be a Formula One Grand Prix in Bahrain. That country's government has drawn global condemnation for its brutal repression of protesters. And as the world's William Troop explains, that poses an ongoing problem for Formula One organizers.
Formula One has held a race in Bahrain for several years with great success. This year's Bahrain Grand Prix, though, scheduled for last March, was canceled because of the deadly unrest in the country. But the governing body of motorsports, the FIA, says that the situation in Bahrain has now stabilized and that Bahrain's king has established a process for national reconciliation. Therefore, said the FIA, the Grand Prix of Bahrain would be reinstated on the Formula One calendar in October. Racing officials had obviously bought the government's PR line, expressed here by Sheikh Mohammed bin Isa Al Khalifa, the head of the Bahraini Economic Development Board.
For us, hosting the Grand Prix is a uniting force, and there is a commitment to resolve all issues in an open and transparent way. And this is His Majesty's call for dialogue, where all people can come, sit in a civilized way, discuss the problems we've had, discuss how to deal with them, and unite and find a peaceful way forward.
But that view is contested by human rights groups, which strongly condemn the FIA's decision. So did the teams that compete in Formula One. And a former FIA president, Max Mosley, agrees the race should not go ahead.
The problem in Bahrain is that the best evidence is that there's been a brutal suppression. A lot of the doctors and nurses who treated the injured have been locked up and badly treated, according to credible reports. Now, that goes way beyond what should be allowed. And if you then are part of the machine which is pretending that's not happening, it's not acceptable.
Mostly, like many in Formula One, believes that having a Grand Prix in Bahrain this year amounts to helping those in power pretend all is well in the country. Former Formula One champion Damon Hill thinks FIA officials need to get their priorities straight.
There was no message that had come out of Formula One to say, listen, we're very concerned, but we believe in Formula One as a positive activity which promotes good values. They just completely missed that boat. So I think the trouble with Formula One is that it's a bubble. It goes around the world, and people live in this bubble, and they seem to feel they're immune to everything else that's happening.
Ignoring the outcry over human rights violations in Bahrain could impact Formula One's bottom line. If TV networks and sponsors were to drop their support for the wildly expensive racing circuit, that would explain the gap between the governing body of the sport and Formula One's commercial boss, Bernie Eccleston. He came out today and squashed the idea of a 2011 Grand Prix in Bahrain. Eccleston told the BBC that the race is just not going to happen this year. Of course, there's always next year. The 2012 Formula One calendar is already out, and the first race of the year is scheduled in, that's right, Bahrain. For The World, I'm William Troop.